attack on Israel that unleashed the war in Gaza, and marchers demanding the release of the Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel's military has withdrawn the bulk of its forces from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, while stressing this does not mean that the war in Gaza is over. And the head of the UN's atomic watchdog denouncing a drone strike on one of the six nuclear reactors at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal, storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
There are now two bills submitted into the Alabama legislature in order to address the controversy erupting within public libraries over the sexually explicit books made available for children and teens. State Representatives Ernie Yarbrough and Arnold Mooney have offered HB 425 and HB 385 respectively. The first bill prohibits a library from purchasing or accepting donated materials that contain sexually explicit content recommended for minors. The bill also allows for parents to take action against that library for doing so. This same bill also prohibits a library from accepting state funds while also remaining affiliated with the American Library Association. HB 385 would repeal the exceptions that have been placed on obscenities as applied to grades K through 12 in public schools and libraries. That bill has already passed out of a House committee and will be considered in the full House. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A sheriff's deputy out of Montgomery has tragically died at the age of 21 after his patrol car crashed last week. Deputy Jeremias Young worked at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office ever since he was 18. Young was on duty at the time of the crash. An investigation into the cause is underway. The Alabama Department of Transportation says that U.S. Highway 98 is now open for traffic near the Mississippi state line. The construction of that highway involved incorporating a new connection point to State Road 158. That project has now been completed, and the road is wide open without any more detours or barricades. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Starting off the second half of the show, so many things to talk about. Number of phone callers out there. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. I know you probably want to talk about the eclipse and the current topic. So hope you're well. Happy Monday to you.
Yes, sir, man. And y'all as well. And y'all are doing well. I can tell y'all from this end, y'all doing very well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. I wish my voice was as deep as Randall's.
It could be. You could do it.
And I wish my brain was as big as Scott's.
There you go, my favorite caller.
Wow, we're out. Gag.
Hey, but on the eclipse, so it is, that thing is like 100, it's 108 to 122 miles wide, the path is. And you can buy a ticket for around, or you could, for like $1,100 to ride the whole thing on Delta. And I don't know if it's on a Boeing or not, but it was through Delta you get the plane ticket. And but NASA's also sending up a SB. Sending one of them up to ride the whole thing, and so there's a few different ones that's got from that's got the clearance to ride the path of totality. So for $1,100, you could have been a winner too. But I before I get to the serious thing, what we got to really start driving home is spiritual warfare. But I want to tie up a few things from another week. This is for you, Allison. Since y'all got on that snake topic, and I didn't hunt in, but you being from Tennessee, and y'all are one of the pottery stuff, and y'all love sports. There's a man named Brian. Man, I'll tag you or I'll send his Facebook page to you. He was a pitcher at Tennessee College, won whatever y'all call it, college championship. And this is back, this is in the 90s, 2000. And he was a pitcher, college pitcher. He catches snakes, milks them, the copper, depends what kind of copper, depends where he gets the copperhead, where he sends the venom to. They are, which we already know what treats cancer, but they do get paid from federal government for taking snake venom and fighting cancer with it. So he's in with Bob with that. You can learn that end of it. He catches snakes. People call him all the time. He goes catch them, release them. He don't ever talk about killing a snake around him. He'll have a heart attack and then cry. Like, seriously. He treats them like cats and dogs.
I treat snakes like cats.
But on one more thing on the college though, Scott, Did you never have ever spoke of the giving the top player, the quarterback, the tickets to sell at the seats, especially like places that can't give out scholarships, say Huntington? I mean, we ain't never went. You ain't. So kind of like that kind of, you know what I mean? It's way to take care of, they take care of the people that take care of them. You know what I mean? It was working. It had itself worked out. I mean, they should have never made it where it come public, I guess. They should have kept it hid and it made people do right. Now they can just do whatever they want. So do whatever they want.
Yep. And it's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And don't ever let your kid play baseball and football. That was the one biggest mistake I've made in my life at Huntington. Because, man, football is a job. It's a job. Period. End of story. Yep. You know, you gotta look at it that way.
You're right.
Man, they're making Christians soft. And the reason they're doing it, the reason they want so many to turn this way is so that older family members that are hard and crust over have to become soft because your nephew is that way. You know what I mean? You can't talk about your brother's kid. You know what I mean? So it kind of softens you from a different area. And so they're getting us ready because what's going to happen? They're going to bring Israel and some Hamas rides here, and it's gonna be nothing like you thought, and you'll be like, we out of this. This ain't our fight. No, this is where you stand up, because if you don't stand up on this one, they're gonna get rough out there, and this is a spiritual battle they fight, and they're gonna bring it to the United States, and they're gonna show these folks they bring in from Haiti with the others fresh on their mind that they was already fighting for, and they coming here through the border. There's three different ways Haitians are getting here. And if you study it, there's three main ways, and I ain't going into it, but when they get here, if you don't stand up at the end of Hamas and Israel riots and shut it down, the next one is your grandkids, and they're going to kill them. They're going to kill the Christians, and it don't matter if you're black, because let me tell you, there was plenty of black folks that owned slaves in Haiti when this was going on, when all the murdering started happening. So, look, when they go ahead, they're not going to separate you, I promise you. And you can run and say, I'm Moorish and all this, but if you don't have the background to back it up, and if you're just 2 years into it, you liable to be dead. Because they are saying that the Bible is responsible for that nation to be the way it is. Pretty much Christianity is how they look at it. And you're making a good point there,
Randall. If you dig down deep enough into the anti-Western civilization thing, you will see a percolating down there of it was Christianity that ruined all the rest of the world. It is Christianity that colonialism is Christianity. And if you think about it, I'm just going to say it. Maybe it'll be my last day on the air. But it was Jesus that came and stamped out our paganism, and we are mad about it.
Ooh, you meddling.
So, Randall, home run today, brother.
Brother, I hate it. All right, I'll see ya.
All right, buddy. All right. Thank you, man.
Bye, Randall.
Aww. No, he's, you know, people have to understand. It is...
You're right. Wow.
It is on. We just don't...
Look at our men today. They're just on fire.
Impressive.
Well, let's go to Thunder. Thunder's going to bring the thunder. That didn't work well like I thought it would. Thunder, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hang on just 1 second. Let me take this off speaker.
Please.
Okay.
That could be a little bit better. I'd like to go back to the book. One of you... school with her child and say, you need to read this to my child.
She wanted to take that to the legislators.
Okay.
The legislators who want it to be read.
Okay.
You should be able to have these books in 9th, 10th, and 11th, in 12th grade.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Hang on. That situation is even better. Because they already don't give a damn to this book. They know
right
about their child or their grandchild. What you need to do is find some ladies to go with you, take their mouth shut because we have been silent. And they need to have a photograph taken from the media because all of them have their pictures on the media. Have a photograph of that grandchild with that grandchild's name of it, and they need to just line up in front of the legislature and say, read this to your grandchild.
Ooh, to your own grandchild.
That's good.
In the heat.
They obviously don't give a damn about our children, or else they wouldn't have passed, they wouldn't even be discussing putting it in our schools. And as far as all the librarians that think it's right, every one of them needs to be charged with child abuse, because they are abusing our children. And the people who say, well, I can't vote for that. If I vote for that, then I'm going to get in trouble. They're being blackmailed. Somewhere down the line, Justice John Roberts, are you hearing me? You're being blackmailed. And the last time I checked, that's against the law. You need to name your blackmailer. You need to bring them out so everybody can see who and what they are. Own up to whatever you've done and take your lick. But get rid of this blackmailing business.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Thunder. I had the proposal that said, hey, look, we're going to give you a blackmail amnesty. If you're being blackmailed, extorted, look, we'll get you. Just come out and tell us.
And we'll
vote for you. But then I thought, man, some of them might be really bad. Yes, ma'am.
And we need to put a stop to it. But these legislators, they need to understand, we know they don't give a damn about our children. The women need to have their mouths tight shut, duct tape. Suck it up, ladies. I know it's pain in the skin to yank it off, but tape your mouth shut when you go in. The only one that needs to speak is you, Allison.
I wanted her to tape her mouth.
I'm pretty sure Scott was like, yes, somebody bring me duct tape.
Yes. I will do it right now. She can practice.
Well, I believe that every airline, every plane needs to have a wall of duct tape on it, so that when these people start misbehaving, they duct tape their hands, so they take them back to the back wall.
And just tape them to the seats.
I thought she was going to say
keep the doors to stay
for the
in.
Wings and the doors.
Thank you, Thunder.
Take them to the seat and take their mouth shut. That'll have no problem. Thank you,
yes,
guys.
Ma'am. Thank you, Thunder.
You know, there's part of me that I don't feel sorry for them. Okay, but I'm
the legislators.
Yes, and like the Board of Education members.
And we'll go back to that. So you bring up the stuff about one of the local boards of education, Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
And people immediately say, don't be attacking the school board members?
Yeah, I mean, I got lots of texts in response, because this kind of, my post kind of, it's spread some by me purposefully, mm-hmm. and then some just by, because it's shocking.
It is.
I did a few posts. The second post had photos in it, and that's mm-hmm. what really got people going, oh my gosh.
Right.
And so they're saying, you know, the Board of Education didn't do this. Our legislators didn't put it there. And I'm like, you know what? That's probably true.
Right.
It's somebody in the central office that works on IT, that works in student services or curriculum, and some little bureaucrat
decided maybe
is making these
decisions.
But there
probably was a vote to say, yes, we'll spend this money. But
well,
so how many days do you have to give them before it is their responsibility?
Well, and that's the point. That's the point. I get it. I'll kind of give you a pass, because I get things happen
right
under the radar. You can't micromanage. You can't be in every meeting, and right. I get that.
And you might not even know to look. Like, we didn't know to look.
I didn't know to look.
Right. We could have looked to see if it was there last year. Probably was.
Oh, yeah.
And the year before that.
Yeah. I mean, this has been a while. Like,
but you know, somebody else knew it was there. Why didn't anybody else? They should have contacted our show.
That's it. And I think that's the problem, is people don't understand we are attacking a problem. So don't go reach out and gaslight and say whatever they say. If we're living right now, your immediate response is, I am sorry that's there. I will figure it out mm-hmm. and I'll fix it. That it's as simple as that.
Yep.
And I know people feel ashamed. I know they feel embarrassed. And it may be very true that they didn't know it was there. But anything less than an immediate, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't attack the messenger.
Or I'm going to look into it and let me figure that out.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, you see it and somebody reports it and you're like, okay, wait a minute. I need to figure out what this is.
Yes.
But the response from the people who want to automatically defend,
mm-hmm.
oh, it wasn't so-and-so. They're a good Christian person. Should be, hey, you know what? Let's see what they do. And in 2 weeks or a week or whatever it is, I'm going to be with you. But right now, that would be real grace, instead of deciding that you're wrong for having pointed it out. Because if no one ever points it out, then no one knows it ever happens. And if no one knows it ever happens, it does not get fixed.
Right.
But our response a lot of times, especially if it's our friends or people we know, oh, don't be attacking them. It should be, hey, that's a really good point. I know they're good people. Let's see how long it takes.
So to our legislators and our boards and our Department of Education, I really think most of this comes out of the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And then the school districts choose what they want to use. But they're giving, kind of like textbooks, you're giving choices. Now that you know, ignorance is not a defense anymore. Now that I am going to put this together and I'm sending this to you, what is your choice? And you can choose. You are an elected official. You can choose whatever you want.
Right.
But there are consequences to that. So don't be surprised when the consequences come down. And, I mean, these people are going to have to be taken out of office if they won't do the very least to protect our children from some horrendous things that Scott can't even look at.
You got it. Red Top will be up next right after the break. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Probably in one of the books.
Scott, welcome back to the program, everybody.
Actually, it is. I saw it.
Let's go out to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. Happy Monday to you, and hope you'll be outside for the eclipse today at 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. We're probably going to get a pretty good view, 80%, they said.
Yeah, that'll be pretty good. Absolutely. Hey, I got to the bottom of the whole story of the path of the eclipse having shifted. Did you see the rest of that story? Wasn't it you that was talking about that last week?
No, that sounds like something Randall would come up with.
No, that sounds very science-y,
I thought it was Charles the First.
Was it about the path changing?
I think so.
It was. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because, I'll tell afterwards. Go ahead, Red Top.
Well, tell me, why is the path changing and how much? It ain't changing much.
Well, it's really not about the path changing. When you hear the word path changing, I think, okay, Allison's driving a different way to the store. Amy Beth's going a different way to the office. No, it's the width of the full eclipse path. The path is either widening or shrinking. And here's the interesting thing, because there's some good questions brought up. This is from Forbes, a new eclipse map based on an updated figure for the radius of the sun was published recently by John Irwin, a master in eclipse computations. The interesting part of that is we've been looking at the sun for thousands of years. We've had NASA for all these years. The person who wrote this article, who is George Upper the Third, says, you know, his questions are, scientists confidently state where pandemics come from or don't, or by how many degrees the Earth's average temperature is going to rise over the next 5 decades, but they don't know how big the sun is?
Did it just change last week?
Well, they're just not 100%
yes,
sure.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody knows about astrophysics and all that, if everything is continuously changing. So all these formulas and sizes, the sun gets bigger and smaller because it is a gas giant. The corona is larger and smaller. We have solar flares, et cetera. So no, the size of the sun is not static, nor is any other gas.
There's a little argument there. For over 100 years, they've been using a standard value of 959.63 arc seconds.
Well, who gives a damn what they did 100 years ago? This is the 21st century, bud. We got a hell of a lot better measurement techniques now than we had then.
Yeah, that's the point. We just figured out the other day that it's probably closer to 960 arc seconds than it is just 959.63, which is causing the thing to change. So it's interesting.
Also, the sun is a white dwarf, which is getting bigger now in the second half of its life. We're almost halfway through the life of our sun. It's about 10 billion years, so we're 4.8 billion years entire.
How do we know that we're halfway through the life of the sun?
By the amount of hydrogen there is to burn away.
How much it had on day one?
You can reverse engineer it just like the great Belgian Monsignor Catholic priest reverse engineered Einstein's theory to find out about the Big Bang. Is that a good enough answer for you?
Well, yeah, because I don't really agree with a lot of, like, the dating techniques, because we don't know what it started with. You know, remember when Mount St. Helens erupted, they went and got to some of the brand-new rocks and sent them to the lab, didn't tell them where they were from, and they said they were, like, 3 or 4 or 5 million years old based on techniques. So it's really... No, that's not even conspiracy thinker stuff. That just shows that we probably don't know as much as we think we do.
Well, you always include yourself in we. I'm sorry, I'm not always in that club, but you we's.
So you want me to say you don't know as much as you think you do instead of we?
I'll just say, yes, I'll say you don't know as much as you think you do.
Fair enough. What you got?
So I just think everything continues to be variable. Even if the path is different or wider or smaller, it's pretty damn small. What the hell are we discussing this minuscule crap for? The humans are doing pretty good at predicting stuff at this point. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to get to all those celestial bodies and land on them and bring a piece back. Did you ever hear what happened with the piece of the asteroid that the Japanese brought back?
Mm-mm, what happened to it?
That's what I asked you. Is there an echo in this room?
Yeah, maybe. I wanted you to tell me.
I can tell. Well, we're supposed to have gotten sample cores from it and all that, which will tell more. Hey, so you don't believe in carbon dating?
I think there are some problems in all of the dating. Yes, especially the, what's the other one called? Not carbon dating as much, but argon, those sorts of datings. There's some problems.
Wow.
No, I mean, there just is. You don't know how much there was to start with.
Okay. Well, you can always be a doubter, but I said...
Well, I mean, there's very, very, very smart people who are doubters. It's the vast majority of folks who just take people at their word that, causes problems. If you didn't doubt, there wouldn't be a scientific method.
Yes, I get to wonder on this program how scientific it gets with Randall, if you know what I mean. So, do you have a problem with carbon dating or dating in general? Find a new girlfriend. Roll Tide, go Trump.
You got it. All right.
Oh, man. So glad. I was so bored.
Carbon wasn't very cute.
You and Chris Shaver would have a great discussion because you are in agreement over the carbon dating process.
There's some
and
some
the accuracy.
Weird, some weird places.
That was so boring.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the archaeology thing. A lot of people don't keep up with it and stuff, but they'll say...
You didn't get the hint.
I know. But it's, you know, they find something in a cave somewhere and they tell you, well, this is from 57,000 years ago.
Is that
well, how do you know that?
Right. That's the whole thing. I mean, because you I'm just going to leave it there.
The dirt tells you the age, and the objects, the artifacts tell you the age. And then so they just reference each other to come up with the age, and I don't really know if that's the age or not.
Right.
It's just written down somewhere. It's back to the, I learned it in college, therefore it is golden from here on out, which is how you...
Well, and you
end
learn about in evolutionary biology that those pictures were faked. I mean, you have, that's Chris's hobby, is evolution and creationism. Mm-hmm. He was an agnostic and went from believing in evolution to creation. Those things were faked. So you've got to go back to who's honest and who's telling the truth.
Have you ever seen the two skeletons where they show, okay, this was a dinosaur. It looks like a raptor. It's leaning forward and all that kind of stuff. This is a bird. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I see it perfectly. Those are definitely related, blah, blah. It's the same skeleton.
What do you mean?
They just change the way they just tip it over a little bit, lean it forward, put the wing, the wings down so it looks like arms. But it's the same.
It's a trust issue. So how old is the Earth?
47 days.
Yeah.
We're just living in a matrix. I'm going with the 6,000. I like that one.
I'm the 6,000.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. 6 to 10.
Might be a little older. I don't know how long I'm just thinking. I don't think it's billions. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move. to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up. We're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available. Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal, storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh,
Welcome to the program, everybody. I am very thankful that I do radio. Thank you very, very much. I don't know what the phrase is. He's on the air. He's on the air is better than the alternatives.
You should see the socks doesn't pay nearly even that as he well. Has on.
He's got special socks.
He's got hilarious socks on. He's
do socks help doctors?
Poop socks with a plunger and toilet paper. Yeah, he wears hilarious socks.
That keeps him sane. Or
it does.
Sane.
It does.
We were just help.
Trying to decide what Chris Shaver was up to right now. And he's up to a lot.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's go to Clark. Clark, who wants to talk about carbon dating. And Allison Sinclair is claiming that, oh, she's very interested. She forgot that she was an engineer, and so now she has to act like she's so sciencey.
No.
Welcome in, Clark.
Yeah, Red Top was boring. Carbon dating is interesting, but Red Top was boring.
Oh, I got you. That was a good save. Good save. So, welcome, Clark.
Hi, Scott. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
So briefly on carbon dating, Scott, now this is probably more in your bailiwick than mine, but can matter be destroyed?
No.
Can matter be created?
No.
So I'm sorry, but if you're looking at some dinosaur bones or something like that, mm-hmm. and you want to tell me how long ago the dinosaur was because you know how old the carbon is?
Mm-hmm.
It was all made when God said, bang.
I agree with you. And he didn't have
whatever
to make it.
Whatever carbon you have in your bones right this minute is the same age as the carbon in the fossil of the dinosaur bone you found.
Yes.
Oh.
You just assimilated that. You just assimilated it. You did not make that carbon, Scott. Mm. Now, when you die and you return to dust, something else will assimilate that carbon at some point in time.
So, that's correct.
I don't know. Maybe somebody
they're doing it all the isotopes what it breaks down into and all that kind of stuff. But you can go and look at, what would I say, the Chicago Press?
Yes, you did.
Saying that you just miscount a couple of atoms here or there, and what was a million years is now 40,000 years.
Yeah. So, moving on to our solar eclipse. Scott, now, apparently there is an eclipse cycle, and it takes 375 years for an eclipse to happen in the same place roughly again.
Okay.
So, I posit that the government, our CDC, the Biden administration, and Big Pharma have had lots of advance notice about this coming eclipse today. And we did not have a vaccine rollout. There was no recombinant DNA program that would give us polarized lenses where we could go look at the eclipse without the aid of other stuff. Now, here's the other thing about that. I got to thinking about that. And you know, Scott, if I suggested that corneal polarization had been a feature of the jab, and people that were up to date on their boosters could go outside right now and stare at the sun until the eclipse happened with no ill effects, highly likely the Biden administration would have me arrested. Because the guy that in 2016, the joke that Democrats go to vote on Wednesday, got charged and convicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to prison, isn't he? Mm.
That's where we live now. Obviously was joking, so I can't make a joke about that.
Right.
But I figure anybody that's up to date on their boosters would be dumb enough to go stare at the sun.
I still want somebody to explain to me why it's worse. I mean, staring at the sun's hard enough as it is. Of course, on the world-famous bunny bus this morning, they were they were seeing who could stare at the sun, and I'm like, "What, guys, not a good idea.
Wait a minute. Scott,
I don't know but it's not a good idea.
Scott, tell me you ain't never done this. Maybe during the pollen season or whatever, and you were so close to sneezing, and you just kind of side-eyed the sun for half a second to put you over the edge and push, blow that out. You ain't never
it
done
does.
That?
It does. And I do not know why.
I mean, you know, so obviously, like, small exposures to sunlight are not going to permanently blind us, okay?
Correct.
Now, I don't go, you know, I don't care how many vaccines you've had. Do not go stare at the sun from now until the eclipse. Okay, booster people?
Good idea. Yeah. Booster people. The booster people. I like that, Clark. Thank you, buddy.
Take care now.
I have not heard that phrase yet, but we're going to, I'm going to adopt that.
I love it.
Because COVIDians, I still thought that was, we made that up down here. And it took weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally, the rest of the national, even the conservatives, decided to take that on. But they were scared.
They were.
Early.
They were.
They didn't want to call anybody COVIDians. But booster people is just funny.
I enjoy booster people.
The children of the boosters.
This is really not an answer. It just says that the only answer I can kind of get is that people think that because the sun is partially blocked, you know, that you can look, but it's still just as damaging. It's the same reason as why you can't look when the sun's out. Hold on, let me keep doing some
serious. While the sun's out, though, you start going, and you just can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Okay, let me ask a question. These super special eclipse sunglasses.
Yeah.
I can't wear my regular sunglasses because they're not sufficient. But there's super eclipse sunglasses.
Okay. Yes.
That they sell for like a dollar? So why are the super, the dollar store super sunglasses, those will work just fine.
Scott, I've instructed my child to go get cereal boxes.
So you can see it through
that. And she can see it through that with tape. Also, I don't know what child I'm talking about that's coming to watch the eclipse. I have four of them.
Well, one of them's going to a doctor's appointment,
right? One of them is definitely going to a doctor's appointment.
Yes.
But the other one is going to get cereal boxes and put tape over them. And if that doesn't work, a colander. So
please send this photo.
And I'm not saying wear sunglasses, okay? Look, I don't want you to go blind. I'm just trying to figure out how it is that some of the schools have bought gajillions of pairs of solar sunglasses.
And our elementary school solar sunglasses are not arriving in time.
No! Because they're supposed to be coming from China.
Probably, and they're not going to be there, and I bet they're not returnable.
Well,
save them for 374 years, Abs? Is that what?
I think that's what they're going to do. I think it's a great idea.
You did catch that year. That was good.
Yeah. I'm smart.
Yes, she is. Duh.
Sky, why are you laughing?
She may be pretty, but she's smart. Can't women be both?
Matter of fact,
this is for y'all to remember.
Damn it.
The pinhole through the cardboard.
Uh-oh.
You don't look through the pinhole. You look at the reflection projected on the surface through the hole.
Somebody needed to hear that, probably.
Just held it up like a telescope.
Hey, look.
But the hole is so small it only burns one tiny dot of your retina.
Wait a second. Wait, you need to tell her this. Where is the projection? On the aluminum?
You let it come through the hole and then it shines through. So you're looking at the eclipse. And all you're going to see is a dot with the black. You're going to see
what I'm going to do? Make sense.
I'm going to just draw it on the box.
And with a Sharpie.
And be like, look.
That's what it's going to look like.
If you wait long enough, you can just look on the news and see it for yourself.
Like,
and it's safe.
And you can look at it.
But the science child.
That's his son.
Yeah, that's my son. And so the science child who is going to a doctor's appointment already understands this because she did science experiments back in the day. She's going to have to make glasses for her mom.
There you go.
That's Somebody's how this is going
to
work.
We watched it through a shoebox with shoeboxes in fourth grade in Mr. Scarborough's class. We'll be back.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. Let's make this 100% clear again. No, the cardboard box pinhole deal, you don't look through the pinhole at the sun. Right, oh, Allison what? Sinclair?
I don't
you
know.
You don't look through the pinhole at the sun.
The article I saw had a man holding the box to his eyeball looking up at the sun.
That's your first problem.
The man?
An article.
The man was holding the box. What? And so I just assumed, because I didn't read the article, mm-hmm. I thought you just put some aluminum foil on a box.
And the headline.
And then, you know, you do what the man's doing, because patriarchy
right.
and all.
Right.
And then I would be blind.
Yeah, but he was a journalist.
Because
man.
Certain men probably just think we're going to be in the kitchen during the eclipse anyway.
Making sandwiches.
You're not going to be able to see the eclipse anyway.
Sammy's coming up.
Bring those Eclipse sandwiches out here for me and Fred. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hello, everyone. I just want to say something. I remember very well. I was a young man working at a company in 1975. It was a 90% eclipse. I remember the number. It was 90 around the Birmingham where we were looking at it. They gave out glasses. The glasses do not work. They did not work then at all. Listen, it was the brightest thing that I had seen in my life. I will never forget it. And so I looked around, though, and it does get dark at 90%. Reminds me of what might have happened when Christ was crucified. In mm-hmm. other words, it is really dark. It is like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night all of a sudden. And then it takes a while to drift through. 2 or 3 hours are good, about 2 hours. And so a couple of hours from now, you guys will understand, if you hadn't ever been through one, you'll understand. Don't even look at it because it's going to burn you. I promise it's...
Can you... Look.
You won't like it. I promise.
I'm trying to explain what this is. A quick glance over there for a split second. Is that going to hurt?
No, sir. I'm talking about the fairness. Okay.
The way you do, Fred, like when you see a good-looking chick over there to the side, and you're like, just for a split second.
Scott!
I know Fred.
Hey, I just don't worry about the classes then. Hey, listen, one more thing I got to go. Listen, I love your show. Y'all are great. I hadn't called in as much because I don't have a whole lot to say no more. I'm just too old, but... Hey, but listen, watch it on television tonight. If you want to see what it really looks like, they'll have it on TV and show you.
That's right. I got you.
I agree with you.
85% is in Alabama today. That's pretty good.
You'll need your headlights if you're driving. Listen, you'll need your headlights. Promise you. All right,
you got it. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate you.
Remember Donald Trump looking up at the last one?
I heard
for like days, don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sun. Don't. And they show Melania and Barron and Trump coming out, and he goes, look straight up at the sun.
I wonder how long it takes. We got Dixter. Let's talk to Dixter real quick. We may have to carry him over. Dixter, welcome to the program.
Hey, man. Is this the God's Gift of Mankind show, Amy Schaefer and Scott Beeson?
Yes, sir, it is.
And don't... Allison Sinclair, too.
I remember it. I knew it was something to do with dinosaurs, and it is the Sinclair guest.
That's exactly right. That's why she's a kept woman.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
Good... Putting it all together. Carbon dating, dinosaurs, and Allison.
Well, you know, I've been listening, trying to get in, and I finally ended up calling the home station, and I said, look, y'all got to give me the number, because nobody tells me the number regular.
And oh, that's a good point.
I was
supposed
to listen if you hear that number, but I've got it broke down, and y'all, I'm probably going to drive y'all crazy. Y'all be cutting me off, but, you know, I'm an old retired paper mill proctologist, and...
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Wait a minute. Yeah. I think he's retired paper mill proctologist.
That's what I thought he said. Okay. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, that's what really and truthfully. See, we went to the University of Alabama when I first came here. It was going to become a dental hygienist because we said, have you ever seen a dental hygienist that's not beautiful? You know? And so we tried that for about 6 months, and then we decided we were hungry. So y'all call the news. Y'all
may
finish the story later.
Yeah, we'll have to finish it later, Dixter. Appreciate it. You're welcome to stay over. It's going to be about a 7-minute break. We got to pay the bills. So we will be back. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.